Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Hello, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. I want to say a very, very, very Merry Christmas to our listeners and to thank you so much for tuning in, supporting the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We do appreciate you coming this way every day at 12:45 to 1 o'clock, and we enjoy this time together. The Coates family's up. They're going to be singing Lord Without You. I hope it's a blessing as you listen.
Child of the King, I'm an heir to the throne. You can do anything, Lord, I'm nothing without You. And You don't need my hands to make the lame to walk. You don't need my tongue to make the deaf to talk.
Going to be looking at Luke chapter number 1 today, and this is going to be part 3 of the message.
The Bible says in verse number 29, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what matter of salutation this should be. That matter of greetings, what that's saying. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which is born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Notice verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And I also see some things when it comes to that text about being highly favored. I see that. I want to ask you this morning, listen, which would you rather be? Would you rather be the mother of England, or would you have rather been the mother of Jesus? Hey, listen, the mother of England's got all kinds of, material possessions, but yet she still had to make a decision at the end of the day. I'm talking about the Queen. Can I tell you that If you was to ask her, which would you have rather been? Would you have rather been the Queen of England? Or would you have rather been Mary, the highly favored one? I think she'd have said, oh, I'd have rather been Mary any day. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you something. To have the opportunity to carry in your womb. Oh, can you imagine how them 9 months must have been while she was there? The Bible says she is conceived of the Holy Ghost. But can you imagine what that life must have been for 9 months as God lived in her womb? I can't imagine, man, what she must have been thinking. The Bible said that Mary pondered these things in her heart. I'd say that there were some things that Mary couldn't talk about. There were some blessings that God was giving in them 9 months that Mary couldn't even discuss with anybody else because nobody would understand it. Think about that for just a minute. Can I tell you positionally, I'd a whole lot rather be like Mary than any blessed mother on this side ever has been. I'd rather have nothing and have Jesus. Listen to me this morning, I'm trying to help you. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that I know this morning. I wouldn't trade him for nothing, amen. Amen. And to be found highly favored speaks of her position. Now listen, there's some of these things going on. Listen, notice what this angel was looking for. He was looking for the sole individual, and the sole individual which the angel came, he's looking for that one that God had chosen. Now, with that, you've got to understand that God's been looking for a woman. God's looking for a woman. A woman who makes righteous decisions. I mean, believes in free will. I heard a preacher this week talking about Eve in the garden. He talked about that willful choice that Eve made. He said Eve should have perked up and listened when she began to talk to a walking serpent. I mean, man, you think about the situation in the garden. She was talking to a walking, talking serpent. The Bible said that serpent was more subtle. It is more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Do you know the reason why that Satan chose the serpent was because he was more subtle than any beast that the Lord God had made? He's more crafty in his movements, in his thought processes. And so God chose the serpent to use to bring about his devices. Can I ask you something this morning? How are you guarding yourself from the stinking serpent? Now we understand that from that point God cursed the serpent. He was crawled around on his belly. But may I say to you, spiritually speaking, that stinking serpent still after you and me every single day. That serpent was after Mary. That serpent was good, but the Bible says that she was highly favored by God. There must have been some tests that Mary passed. When it came to her prayer life, she must have been the top of the list. When it came to her, listen to what I'm saying. He was looking for somebody that didn't have religion. He was looking for, look, Satan don't care that you're in church today. He don't care that you're here, praise God. He could care less that you're in church today. The one thing that really gets him upset is when you start getting a relationship with Jesus. That's when he gets tore up, amen. When you start having that relationship with the Lord, then Satan gets flat tore up. He gets, oh no, listen, we can't have them getting a relationship with Jesus, because if they have a relationship with Jesus, their life's going to drastically change. I believe this. I believe that Mary had a relationship with God before the angel ever got to her house. And if you're going to ever be used of God, if you're going to be highly favored, there's going to be some things that you need to do in getting yourself aligned with God so that you can be highly favored and viewed as someone who has a relationship with God too. Can I ask you this morning, how's your relationship with Jesus? Is it just religion? Religion's where you just show up for church and go through the motions. But a relationship, something where you have a daily walk with God. And some of you maybe this morning have had this religion. You're trying to get engaged. You're trying to get those things going. But it's all about you and it's not about Him. This is not about religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus. And whenever God begins to deal with you relationship-wise, you'll see some growth in your life, but not until. That's why all the religions of the world preach a different gospel than we do, because they take the Bible out of context. Hello. They have a religion. They go through these rituals. Y'all understand that? They're all the time trying to fulfill these rituals to be holy. That's not what God's looking for. God's looking for you to take your life, sacrifice your life, and give it all to Jesus, and in relationship accept Him and let Him be the one who guides your life. This angel came looking for one. And I tell you, we find that Mary was the chosen one from God. She had lived for God in relationship first. And I believe that she walked with the Lord before God ever sent the angel. Look at verse number 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this must be. I want to remind you this morning, however, the Catholics seem to address Mary as if she was sinless. She was not sinless. No, listen, Mary was born of Adam and Eve. She was a, look, that's why all that genealogy, I know that, man, we could get into, man, this and this and this in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter number 1. And also, I think we get over there in Luke's gospel, they give a list of genealogy. They're saying this, that Mary came from Adam. Adam and Eve had Seth, and Seth had, and this one, we get that one. What were we trying to see? We're trying to see that she was born a man. She was born in the human race. This is, Mary was not sinless, though. She had need of a Savior, just like you have a need for a Savior, and just like I have a need for a Savior. She was not sinless, amen, though she needed a Savior. Look at verse 146. Mary even attested to this. 46 says this, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Then verse 47 says, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my what? Savior. She's calling him Savior. Hey, listen. In order to be a Savior, you must be a deliverer. She's starting to call, listen, she's calling him Savior. And that fear that fell upon her was a reverence to the things of God. The book of Proverbs speaks about, man, that fear. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And I believe that she had that reverence fear. She found grace with God. In other words, she was saved by His grace, sustained by His grace, preserved by His grace, and chosen by His grace to be the vessel to bring about the Lord's incarnation. I want to tell you this morning, the Scriptures, I believe that the angel came setting the setting and came to a soul individual, Mary, but I believe also that this angel came so that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, the book of Isaiah says this, therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign, and behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The angel came to Mary, that a virgin. Basically this, the Scriptures said over there in Isaiah, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 years from Isaiah's day, amen, to somewhere right there where Mary was at. I don't know how many years it was, but somewhere in that neighborhood, I believe. Now, I'll tell you something, we have trouble forecasting the weather. But for you to say in Isaiah's day that a virgin's going to conceive and have a son, that's huge. Hello, that's big time right there, man. For you to be able to say something like that and it take place, you got to stop and look at your Bible and say, man, this is a miracle book. What you hold in your hands is a miracle book. For it to be able to, and if it can do that about the birth of Jesus, what do you think it's going to do for His second coming? Amen. What's it going to think it's going to do for eternity? We ain't been to eternity. Why not trust somebody who's come from eternity, amen, and told us what eternity is going to be like one of these days? Amen, right? But can I tell you, the best gift that you ever could buy, the best gift you could ever receive, was not found in Walmart. It ain't found out at the Belks. It ain't found, listen, it ain't online. Thank God it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And what the God of heaven came to do, He came to tell us, hey, that a virgin's going to conceive and have a son. That's our sign right there. You want a sign that God's real? That's your sign, amen. A virgin's going to conceive and have a son.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com. or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.